Okay, so Fetus Morales. Basically, the Gemara just said, kind of a new topic today, related but new. Is the Gemara just said, because of a whole back and forth, the Gemara concluded that everyone agrees that 50-50 is not rov. Okay? And when Torah demands rov, it needs 51%. 50 doesn't quite cut it. Okay? Rather, rov has to really be more than half. Right? Shchita, in order to be considered shchita, has to be more cut than is not cut, than is shalem. And that's in general the case. Okay, shchita, everyone agrees, Rav, Rav Kahana, all demand that say rov is means 51%. The problem is that you have a bright, you have a statement, it says, Rav, Omer, Mechza, Mechza, Kirov, Rav Kahana, Mechza, Chsainik, Rav. So the Gemara was, I assumed it was talking about shchita, and assume there was some sort of a universal machlokas there, but the Gemara, based upon an argument from Treifa, showed it can't be. So, okay, so what Dan or Rav are kind of talking about? I mean, you can't just say, well, it's a misprint. I mean, we have a state, we have machlokas in Rav and Rav Kahana about whether 50-50 is Rav. So the Gemara says, no. It's a very, very particular question that Rav and Rav Kahana are arguing about. Totally isolated, separate. Universally, really, 50% is not considered rov. And they're arguing about something very particular. And that is as follows. It says, so where am I at? Ella de Kuli. It's like the 15th line of Chof Tesem Aleph. The end of the last word line is de Kuli. Ella de Kuli Alma. Metzal Metz ain't a rov. Really, everyone agrees 50-50 is not like rov. So when are they arguing? Like Korban Pesach. Okay, the Korban Pesach. So it says like this. It says Hareishal Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tamei. So if Klal Yisrael is 50% Tamei, 50% Torah. So the general halacha is that, let's say normal Pesach, you have individuals who happen to be Tamei. So what's halacha? So then everyone else does Korban Pesach on the 15th of Nisan, whatever, 14th of Nisan. And then the ones who are Tamei get pushed to Korban Pesach Sheni. Right? Get pushed to Pesach Sheni. Right? Because they can't bring on their Tamei. So they bring it to B'Tayra a month later. Right? Okay. Now let's say a majority of Klal Yisrael is Tamei. They're all Tamei. Majority of Tamei. So then the halacha is they don't all do Pesach Sheni. Rather, they do it on Pesach Rishon with Tuma. Okay, you do the Korban Pesach in Tuma. And in Ayrev's Tuma, it doesn't matter. It's Docha. Okay? The Tzibor doesn't get pushed to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is for Yechidim, it's not for the Tzibor. So they do it on Pesach Rishon with Tuma. Okay? The question is, let's say it's 50-50. Half of the tzibur is tamei, half of the tzibur is tahor. What happens? So, Rav Amar Mechza al Mechza Kirov. Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Kirov. So this is where they're arguing. This is where Rav says 50-50 is Rav. It's like Rav. And Rav Kahana says it's not. Right? It still begs the question, because you're telling me that Rav agrees that Rav means 51%. So how does it help to apply this question to this case? This is just another case. It's rather the same rules. It's 50-50 considered rov. It should say it's not rov. So it's considered like you don't have rov. So you don't pass the rishon. Why is this any better? It's another instance of the same question. So the Gemara asks, well, how's the my time in the rav? So what's the reasoning for rav there? Dechsev ish ki yatame lenefesh ish nidcha vein tzibon nidachem. Halacha is when an individual, an ish, is tamei lenefesh, so then he's pushed to Pesach Sheni. Only an ish. But not the tzibur. And since you have 50%, can't be pushed. Rashi. Okay, let's see some Rashis. It says, Metzal Machza Kirov. Okay, so according to thanks. So according to Rav, He says 50-50 is like Rov. V'tahorim osim la'atzman b'tayra. Right, so the Tahorim do it themselves with Tahorim. The Tumeim also lasts with Tumah. The Lo Mitchul, the Pesach Sheni, Yechidim. And the Tumeim, they're not pushed, the Pesach Sheni. Like the Yechidim, you say it's like Rov, and they do it with Tumah. Okay? Eina Karov.
Where is the Rosh? Up or down?
Higher up, about a third of the way now. Eina Karov, and Nitchum at Tumeim, the Sheni. So if you say it's not like Rov, then everyone's supposed to Sheni. You told me that Rav holds 50-50 isn't Rav. So it says if a yachid is tame, it's pushed to sheni upalga and a half neidu ruba lo mikri. It's not Rav mihu mechal yachidim nafkalu. He's removed from being a yachid, but lo mitcha, and he's not pushed off. So even though, in general, you need 51% to get Rov, here it says, Ish nidcha ve'in tzirwa nidcha. And the saying is, he's not considered a yachid. Right? He's not considered a yachid. Right? And therefore, he's not pushed off. Okay? So we have machlokas here. So if you have 50-50... Do you say that the 50%, since 50 isn't considered the tzibur, therefore they do it, but they get pushed off? Or do you say no, that since the 50% is not an ish, is not a yachid, so therefore he does a betoma? He does a betoma like the tzibur does. Do you consider the 50, treat the 50% like yachidim and they're pushed off, or do you treat the 50% like tzibur and they're not pushed off? The question is, what's my focus, and how does this really get around the problem? Is you just told me that Rav, really, everyone agrees that Rav is 51%. But now here, somehow, we're treating it, even though it's only 50%, we're treating it like Rav. So isn't this really the same problem? Like, how's he getting around the problem here? The key clue here is Rashi, who says, in the Rashi, Dechsev Ishish Yatame, Yitzchel Hashem, Upalga, Nei Deruba Lomikri, it's true, 50% isn't like Rav. They're not Yechidim, but Lomitcha. And therefore, they're not going to be pushed off. I think we instead of defining the machlokas, I think we should try to formulate either side. How would you explain the halacha according to either way? Explain it one way, explain it the other way, and then we'll work on, you know. How do you explain all these phenomena according to either side? The way you'd understand this, before this Gemara, is the halacha is that the tzibor, that you basically have Pesach Sheni, but the tzibor does the betoma. Now the question is 50% considered tzibur or not? So that would be the end of the question, which the Gemara rejects, but it's a universal question, is 50% considered Rov or not? But the Gemara says, no, everyone agrees 50% isn't considered Rov. So therefore you have a problem. 50% isn't considered Rov, then Rav is really the problem. Rachamim are fine. I'm sorry, Kana is fine, because he says the halacha is you do Pesach Sheni, you do Pesach Sheni. Only thing is that the Rov does a betoma. But the Rov, the Tzibor, does Betoma. Tzibor means Rov. If you don't have 50%, doesn't the Tzibor? So Tzibor does Betoma. If you only have 50%, they're not the Tzibor, and therefore you don't say they do Betoma. So you have to say, so they're going to have to do it on Pesach Sheni B'Tayra. Right? Okay, the question is, what's Rav saying? Funny, because there's Ish Rash Rav Joshua, Ish Nidcha. Ve'in Tzibor Nidachim. So an ish is nitcha, but not a tzibor. Yeah, but what's a tzibor? Tzibor is 51%. Shouldn't that be Rov? So 50% by that logic, you'd say it's not the tzibor. Right? And since it's not the tzibor, you should say the nitcha. Mm-hmm. Just to tie it all together. I mean, I think obviously good just to put it together a little. That one way to look at it is like this. Is that if you're Tamei, this is Rav Kahana. If you're Tameh, you can't bring the Karban Pesach to Tameh. So the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. Now, if you're Tameh, you can't do it. So what happens? So you go to Pesach Sheni. Okay? You go to Pesach Sheni. But the halacha is that the tzibor, there's a special kiyum of Karban Pesach shel ha-tzibor. And the tzibor's kiyum of Karban Pesach is docha Tameh. Okay? Whereas if the tzibor is Tameh, then the tzibor could do it even though they're tame. Okay, yechidim can't. Yechidim, you're not allowed to do it. It's tame. You're tame the Karban Pesach. Can't do it. Pesach Sheni. But the tzibor has, like, there's a koach of the tzibor, of the kiyum of Karban Pesach, of Kal Yisrael. And the tzibor could be docha the Isra of Tumah. And you could do it, the tzibor could do it with Tumah. So then, how much do you need? You need 50%. 50%, that's not the tzibor. So it's not the tzibor, so they can't do it. They have no ability to do it now. Because it's not the kiyum of the tzibor. You need 51%. It's not the tzibor. Tzibor is only, you need rubo. You need 51%. You need majority. Right? So what are they going to do? 50%, they're not a tzibor, they can't do it. So what are they going to do? So they have a chiyuv karban pesach, they can't do it. So they go to Pesach Sheni. They go to Pesach Sheni. That's why Rav Kahana looks at it. But Rav says, no, that's not true. Really, the halacha is that if you have a clash between karban pesach and tumah, so really, what should win out? Karban pesach. The only thing is that for a yachid, the Torah created an alternate route. He's nidcha to sheni. In other words, the chova of Karban Pesach really would be docha tamah. It is docha tamah. But the Torah says that a yachid, ish ki yatameh ladarach, don't do it in a tameh state, which is like a compromised Karban Pesach. Rather, the Torah sets up an alternate route of a kiyam, a Pesach sheni. And it allows you to do it b'tayra on Pesach Sheni. Ish nidcha. But it's an institution of dechia for a yachid. The Torah pushes yachidim to Pesach Sheni. Now, if you have 40, 49%, they're all yachidim. If you have 50%, you can't say they're yachidim. Are they the tzibor? No. But are they the yachidim? Not that either. They're like right there in between, where you can't say they're yachidim, because they're not outnumbered. Yechidim mean you're outnumbered. You're outnumbered by everyone else. Tzibor means you outnumber everybody else. 50%, you're like neither nor. So if you say that the institution that really Karban Pesach is Docha Tumah, the only thing is the Torah set up an institution of Pesach Sheni, and it says Ish Nidches, that individuals are pushed to Pesach Sheni, so then 50% are not going to be able to be pushed because they're not individuals. So then what happens? So then they're left on Pesach Rishon. And Pesach and Karban Pesach is going to be Docha Tumah, so let's bring it to Tumah. See, according to Rav Rav, really Pesach is Docha Tumah. According to Rav Kahana, no, it's only the Kiyum Tzibor, which is, you need the positive quality of the Kiyum Tzibor to be Docha the Tumah, so 50% isn't it. According to Rav, no, really, for any Pesach would be Docha Tumah. The only thing is that if you have the quality of a Yachid, the Torah pushes you to Rishon, to Sheni. But then here, you don't have the quality of a Yachid. So the point is that everyone agrees 50% is neither Yachid nor Tzibor. Right? But if you're trying to create the quality of Tzibor, then the Kol Tarkul always works, even if you do want to create that quality. But here, it's a special halacha that you don't need that quality, according to Rav, but the halacha is Ish Nidches. It's more a halacha. You don't need the quality of Tzibor to be Docha Pesach. Really, Pesach itself could do it without Tzibor. The only thing is, if you have Yechidim, it's not because Tzibor, it's just because the Torah creates an institution for Yechidim. So 50%, it's not pshat that 50% equals 51% and equals kulo. It's just that 50% is an absence of Yechidim. But normally you don't have that. Normally in Torah you don't have a halacha of Yechidim. You have a halacha of Rov. Rov is usually the quality, and Miyod is more like the absence. Here it is unique that according to Rav, the Torah is recognizing the positive idea of Yechidim. And it's saying is it creates an alternate route for Yechidim who can't do Karban Pesach. For whatever reason, that's what the Torah is doing. Yechidim, who are there's individuals who can't quite join up to the Tzibor, the Torah says, you guys individuals have Yachid, could be Nitra, Be'er Sheni. So now you're trying to create the quality of individuals. Oh, 50%, although, yes, it's not a Tzibor. But Mechla, and you can't call it Yachid either. So that's what that's how the Machlokes comes out. Nothing to do with it. Universally, whenever you need Rov, definitely, everyone agrees. Even Rav, they agree 51%. According to Rav Kahana, you need to be Docha, the Isser of Tumah. Now, how do you Docha it? So he says, what's trying to push it aside? So if you have one guy who says, hey, I want to bring Karban Pesach, I'm Tameh, let's push it aside. He says, sorry, you're not strong enough. Your Chova isn't strong enough to push it aside. Now, if you have 51% of the Tzibor all saying, hey, we're coming as a group, as Klal Yisrael, and we want to push aside the Isser, so then they're strong enough, because that's a special kiyum. But if you have 50%, the other 50%, they're doing it anyways. They're not in the conflict. They're just doing it b'tayra. They're tar. Now there's 50%, so they're only 50%. So what are they saying? They want to do it, but they're only 50%. They don't have the special... These guys don't have that kiyum of... they're not coming. They come as a group. The two separate groups. You see, even if you do it, that's what Rashi says. You do the 50, the Torah do it themselves, and the Tzvayim do it themselves. So they're not... There's no... It's interesting. You don't join together and say, hey, us 50, we're Tameh, we can't do it. Let's join up to the other guys, and we'll all come as a big group and say we want to do it as a Tzibor. Apparently, they're a separate group, and you can't do that. They're coming as 50%, and they say, Yechidim, they're not a Tzibor, so the Tzibor's not going to be able to push off. This group, which is just Yechidim, basically, it's not a Tzibor. It's not Yechidim, but it's not a Tzibor, is not going to be able to push it aside. It's interesting, but that seems to be the case. What we're going to do now, let's just get started for what we're going to do tomorrow, and this is going to keep us going for a few days. Okay, you basically, so the Gemara's conclusion here is that in general, 50% is not Rov. Okay, that's the Gemara's conclusion from this whole thing. Except Pesach, which is a totally different exception, totally different, but normally, what's Rov? 51%. Okay, clear. Gemara in Erevin is discussing if you have Mechitza. So you need to have Mechitza. Mechitza, if you have a fence, so it creates like a rishos and all kinds of halachas about mechitzas, right? Now, let's say you have mechitza, which is 51% wall. Okay, so that's good. It doesn't have to be solid. So if you have, let's say, slats, like a picket fence, and you have slats, holes in it. So as long as all together, you have parets. I'm sorry, omed meruba ala parets. Omed is the standing part, and parets is the breaches in the fence. So as long as all together, you have more standing than breaches, so then it's good. Okay, maybe there's a halacha, you can't have a gap too big at any one point, whatever. But essentially, the halacha is you have to have majority. If you have majority of mechitza, then you're okay. Okay, that's considered like a wall. Okay? Parts merul amid. Omen merul parts works. What about if you have 50-50? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara there, whether mechitza needs 50 or 51. Same question as here. Same question as here. And the Gemara concludes similar to how our Gemara concludes, but there it concludes opposite. 50% is good.
No exception.
What?
There's no exception.
No exception. That's the Gemara's conclusion. So that's what Tosas asks. The Kulei Alma Matzamachzayin Karov. Our second Tosas Chodas Roth in Torah Perakama the Ervin Paskin and Karov Papa Dama permits Parutz Keomed Mutter. Right? If Papa says Parutz Keomed means if they're equal, the Parutz and the Omed are equal, the broken part and the standing part are both 50%. Mutter. It's mutter, like Rav Papa, and then we're Paskins. Right? But over here, Paskins the opposite. And additionally, the Gemara over here is looking for all kinds of rayas and never brings up Erevin. And then we're an Erevin is looking for all kinds of rayas and never brings up Shchita and this whole stuff. Trefa. It's like almost like the Gemaras are missing each other. And they're Paskining different ways. Like, what's going on? Right? So Tosa says, so you would have differentiated between other areas of Isser and life. Areas relating to life. And when it comes to life, then you'd say you need 51%. You need 51% when it comes to life. To say that the thing is dead, shachot, or a trefa, then you'd say you need 51%. But everywhere else, like by Mechitzos, you'd say 50% is good. You would have said that. Okay? But he loved the Maisil Ola'el, the Tanor. But our Gemara discusses what about by a stove, an oven, a kli, and it wanted to know 50%, do you treat 50% like Rove or not like Rove? That's not life. That's just a Tanor. And you see our Gemara equated a Tanor with life. So it's nothing special about life and death, which demands 50%. This Gemara really treated them the same thing. And say by Tanor also you need 51%, the same as like by Shchita. So you can't make it anything special about life. Right? So that approach is gone. The Gam Tema, and additionally, the Be'erevin lo maisi la. This is why I mentioned this. But in Erevin, where it's having a whole discussion for like an amud or two about Parutz Kumra brings rayos, it never brings in these cases. V'anohu d'maisi hasam, and all the cases which it brings over there, lo maisi hacha, doesn't bring them here. So it's like, it sounds like they're discussing the same question, yet, if you look closely, it looks like they're discussing two different questions, because, right, they like miss each other. So he says, the Sheba Yesh L'chalik, maybe you could differentiate. The Hacha Isser, the Tuma. Our Gemara is talking about Isser and Tuma. The Hasam Lenin Mechitzos. And there it's talking about Mechitzos. Below Dami. And they're not comparable. Okay? It doesn't explain why, though. Right? It's like, that's the question. Maybe you could differentiate. Here it's talking about Isser and Tuma. I mean, Isser and Tuma aren't the same thing. Right? It is true, these Gemaras are all about Isser and Tuma. But it's almost like forcing the answer, you know? Oh, and there, if you look there, they are all about Mechitzos. It's true. If you look there, you'll see. But, okay, yeah, but what's his answer? Right? So Tosus is like, he kind of leaves you hanging. Tosus over there does a similar thing. Similarly, leaves you hanging. Sayin of Beis. He says the same exact thing. He says, Hilch Sakar Papa, Ain Lit Moad, Al Kamel and Parts Kaome, Mutter. Here, a Paskin's 50% is good. Perik Shani the Chulin, Masid, Kulim, Mechsmach, Sayinakarov. A Paskin's the other way. 50% is not good. Um, I see Allah, he the Tanor. Well, Chulim, I see Allah. And over there, brings up the case of the Tanor. And over here, never brings it up. And Erevin never brings it up. Veshema Yeshachalik, Bimitzios, Mechitzos, Leeservatama. He's even less wordy. Maybe you could differentiate between Mechitzos on the one hand, and Isser and Tuma on the other hand. Okay? Also, very, very silent. Doesn't say anything. Right? So thankfully, although Tosus is silent, the Tosus HaRash and many Rishonim. But we're going to do the Tosus HaRash and I think the Ritva in Erevan. I forget the Rosh by us. I forget. There's a bunch of Rishonim, but for tomorrow, I'd like to take up Tosa Rosh. Tosa Rosh is in Erevan. Erevan, that's my animal base. I'll read to you what he says. He has two answers. And this is what I want to take up for tomorrow. There's Zayin Amun Beis. He says, it's in the Tosa Rosh, so you don't have it. There's Zayin Amun Beis. One second. Yeah. Here it says, first he says, Yesh Chilik B'davar Tali B'chiyas HaBehema. There's a difference between that which is life and that. Life, like what Tos is trying to answer. Afagav the Maisi Allah, he the Tanor, even though it brings up the Tanor thing, Vachalo Maisi La, Shema Nirlo L'damuye Hadadi, Isser V'tama. So it sounds like he's closer. He's saying, even though, so he differentiates by life, even though there it says, you know, the Kli says maybe the Gemara thought you could compare them together. Isser and Tuma, Aval Mechitza L'Dami, but Mechitza is different. Okay, so it says a little bit more, but not much more actually. I thought it was a little better, but that's a question. One question is what's his chiluk? It sounds like a little bit he's weaving together this life and death thing. That's what we should understand. What's his life and death answer? Why? What's the sense of differentiating my life between, you know, why should life be any different? We like life, but still, it's the sense. And then his second answer, really, the omeid, the standing is always more chashiv. Hacha omeid matir chashiv kirov. Also, omeid also chashiv nami kirov. Okay, he had to read Tosfos to figure out what he's saying. And that's basically what it is. I want to go through the Rishonim. This is interesting, because like, you'll see different answers by different Rishonim, and we'll still try to take them up like one at a time and see how they deal with this problem. It's like a very interesting case. It's like a total stira between the two sugyas. And like you have to answer it. It's like the job of like the Rishonim, one of their jobs is basically to learn Shas. You know, the Gemara already learned the Gemaras. But the Rishonim, the Tosfos is always asking Kashim other sugyas. I mean, they're holding in all the different sugyas in Shas, and they have to kind of work it out. Because Shas is like, you're supposed to be unified all. And it wasn't written always like that. So the Tosfos sees this sugya and sees that sugya, and there's a contradiction, so he has to work it out. That's why Tosfos always asks from different Gemaras. It's like kind of working out the kinks, which don't quite work out, which obviously the Ravina and Rashi worked them out, but, you know, they didn't spell out every single thing. Sometimes Gemaras do. So the Baalei Tosfos, the Rishonim, kind of worked it out, and they used other Gemaras and Shas to help try to figure out what this Gemara is talking about. You know, and using making Chilukim, and it helps you, by seeing apparent contradictions, it helps you further clarify what's going on in this Gemara. That's why it's like on the daf. It helps you learn this daf by seeing, it can't mean that because that Gemara there contradicts it, so it forces you to work out what it means here. So this is like a good question, because it's like, it's not, well, you guys are asking me at some point, well, how far do we apply this? Do we, oh, whenever we have Rav, does it apply? So apparently there's two kinds of cases. There's cases like this where we do, where we apply one set of rules, and cases like Mechitzas, which is a different kind of set of rules. So hopefully this will help us, you know, work these things out. Okay, it's exploring the scope of what we're discussing.